LG, how do I tackle a team with a we finish when we finish mentality? Due to this, items and sprints always get carried over. Kudos from Dallas. Hey, welcome from Dallas. We appreciate it. Todd, what do you think here?
I think that Will and I are about to drop a video about aging that your team should watch. You're carrying over work. So work item age, from the time you start something until current time. How many days have we been working on something? If you carry it over into the next sprint, it's still aging. And so if we started something in sprint one and it's sprint three and we're still working on that thing, we've carried it over, the ticker's still going. And so we should be looking at that. If we've been working on something for 38 days, there's a whole bunch of problems that come with that. The risk that we're doing the wrong thing, right? A validation of it, it being done, which is what Scrum is all about. So I would really, this is where I would zero in and say, I think that maybe go away from the three correct questions in the daily Scrum and start talking about how your PBIs are aging. And we've put a bunch of videos out there about aging, right? Aging doesn't necessarily mean we planned it and put it into a sprint. But if this is a problem and you're just not starting it, you're just carrying things in, I might look at it that way. But this sounds like stuff that we started and we just continue to carry over and never finish. So I would look at work item age 100%. And that will be very illuminating to you and your team, I think.
Yeah, Todd, let me tag that just a little bit. I wholeheartedly agree. There was a question in the comments on our YouTube channel that was similar to this. What's a great metric to use in a daily Scrum? Right. So this person was, they want to dump the three questions and they wanted a metric item aging, to Todd's point. So my question is, would be to LG as well. First of all, thanks for sharing the question. It's not always easy to point out things that aren't going well. So we appreciate that courage. Maybe jump into a daily Scrum and see what they're doing. Because if we have work constantly carrying over, are we really checking in on our progress towards a sprint goal, our progress on the work? Are we adapting our sprint backlog based off of what we're learning? And if not, why not? And I think to Todd's point, item age is a great indicator that something's either going great or something's off, or maybe we need to keep an eye on something. So I would really diagnose the daily Scrum, and maybe they've stopped having it, or maybe it's turned into a status report. But that event is designed to help us avoid the very situation that you're talking about. It's also, I don't want to get too stuck on this one, but I think there's a professionalism aspect that we could pull up on here too, Todd. When I go into a sprint review and I've got stakeholders asking, what did we do and how are things going? And we're continually carrying over things. And how respectful is that to the stakeholder? How, if we're not hitting our sprint goals, if we're not worried about getting to done by the end of the sprint, there's a professionalism thing there that I might tug on as well. I would do it gently. I wouldn't just step up and say, you all are amateurs, and toss a table over. I think that's not going to be a good approach, but there's some kind of thread there that I would start pulling on about professionalism, respect for the stakeholder, and really trying to make sure expectations are aligned. If we're committing to this sprint goal, we need to make sure that subsequent work is getting to a done state so that we're releasable.